time for Aussie As. We bask in the glory of all things Australia, Luke.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, my Aussie As happened on Sunday. I was driving home from the Dragon Boat Regatta, the Bravehearts Regatta, and I saw the cutest thing. I saw a couple of kids in the front yard drinking out of the hose.
Oh, that's classic Aussie.
How Aussie is that? Bloody it Aussie. Took me straight back to my childhood. Yeah, yeah. 52 Lang Parade, Auchenflower.
Yeah.
We used to drink out of the hose all the time. And sometimes it'd be a bit warm, you know, when you had to let the hot water come out of the hose first, and then then it'd be nice and cool.
Hey, do you remember the sprinklers where it was that soft piping with the holes in it, and it used to just come out, and then you used to run over across. The top of them.
We had the rotating sprinkler.
Oh yeah. That is Aussie As.
Aussie As.
Unfortunately, this segment is now going to take a turn, Luke.
Uh oh.
Because I'm sure you've actually probably heard of this, but this could almost be classified as un Aussie As.
Why?
All right, why? Because, I'll put the music back on. Because you've heard about the Bunnings thing, haven't you, Lou?
Not really.
So it's a national decision, Lou, to because of OH&S, apparently. They're saying to the purveyors of the fine sausage sizzle that they have in Bunnings all around Australia.
Which is all different people that run those sizzles, different one every week.
They give them rules and stuff.
Yeah.
They say, you've got to now put the onion underneath the sausage. That's right, underneath the sausage.
Kind of makes sense.
Oh, come on, Lou. It's because of OH&S. So they don't want the sausage falling out of the brand.
No, the onion.
Oh, the onion, sorry. Yeah. The onion falling down. That's right, the onion falling down and then people slipping on the onion.
Onion's which slippery.
Which probably never happened, but they've got OH&S issues to look at.
Sure, so somebody's come in and done an audit.
That's
and
right.
Gone, hang on, that right. onion fraught with danger.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
But you can't have, I'm sorry, Lou, you cannot muck around with a classic. The sausage in bread has bread, a sausage, onion on top of the sausage, and then sauce. And if you go barbecue, you're a bit of an idiot because it's got to be tomato.
I love barbecue.
No, Lou, no. You can't muck around with that classic formula, Lou. I say, let's live dangerously.
What, with the onion on top of the sausage?
Yes. Come on, people.
But OH&S, man.
I know, but we can do this. 13, 27, 10. If you want to sound off on this, we can be a sounding board. If you're as
are you incensed like Matt is?
You know, there were 1,000, give or take, 1,000 comments on the news.com.au post about it on today.
Right. Were any of them who cares?
Like it was 50-50. A lot of people were going, I can't believe people are getting aggrieved at this.
Yeah.
And other people were going, oh, this is terrible. Sam Dastiari this morning, who's filling in for Luke Boner, he had to stop calls on it. There were so many people calling.
Far out.
Hello, Triple M. Who's this?
Ron, how you doing?
Hey, Ron. Thoughts on the onion on top, I mean underneath the sausage?
It's got to be on top.
It's got to be.
It has been since I started doing it. I don't see why they got a problem with it now.
Yeah, it's got to be. You're right. You're 100% right. There's just no question about it. It should be law.
Yeah, because
take the risk.
Do you know what my issue with it is? Not so much the OH&S thing, but they're preparing those sausages. Now, not everyone wants onion, right? So if they're putting a couple of sausages in bread and then they say, oh, do you want onion on those? Then they can put it on the top. If they're pre-onioning the bread, that's going to upset a lot of people who don't want onion.
Whole host of issues there. Thank you for your call. I agree with you 100%.
Good.
Yeah.
See ya.
There we go. You see, Lou, that's a sentiment out there. Don't worry about the OH.
It's passionate, Matt.
That's right.